You're listening to WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. As students get set to return to in-person classes this coming school year, some students and community members are concerned about safety amid the gun violence crisis in Philadelphia. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy has more.
Manira Harvey is afraid to go to school. The 15-year-old recently graduated from Paul Lawrence Dunbar School in North Philadelphia, which was a 15-minute walk to get to. Now, Manira will start high school at Hill Friedman World Academy near Cedarbrook, which is roughly an hour away.
So now in my high school, like far, I'm going to be like scared because I got crushed trains and stuff and buses.
Manira is one of the thousands of children and teenagers set to return to in-person classes as the city grapples with a surge in gun violence partially driven by youth. Community members worry that the threat of violence may create an obstacle course for students like Manira, who are just trying to get to school.
Every single day, just fighting every day. Gotta walk through violence and everything.
As gun violence in the city surges, the number of young people involved grows along with it. Last year, there were 2,244 shooting victims in 2020. Of that total number, 196 were younger than 18 years old. 25 were killed. As of August 1st, 1,356 people have been shot and 131 were under 18. 24 were fatal. 18-year-old Daniel Avery of Cobbs Creek says the shootings are over dumb stuff, but once someone is shot, it sets off a vicious cycle.
Because, like, once you, like, lose somebody or somebody near you gets shot, it's like, dang, like, I could be next. So then you start just doing the same thing. And they just keep going on and on and on and on.
Kevin Bethel is the chief of school safety for the School District of Philadelphia. He says district officials are aware of the uptick in young people being shot, but gun violence involving students commuting back and forth to school is rare. The former city deputy police commissioner said a lot of the work around safety is managing fear.
We have to tell them, you know, it's going to be okay, right? You know, we have a responsibility as a city to keep our citizens safe, you know, and if we're not doing it, man, then we're failing.
But Kendra Vandewater says the fear is based on something very real. Vandewater is co-founder of Yeah Philly, a youth organization that often works with people affected by gun violence. She says the organization has spent thousands this year providing Lyft rides for those who don't feel safe riding transit.
Some of them get jumped. Or they're spotted by people who they know they have issues with. So it's a scary thing, and things are just getting worse. Like, they're not getting better.
School District of Philadelphia students return to school on August 31st. Daryl C. Murphy, WHYY News.